whether it was intentional or accidental, the train wreck that we call the Kardashians, and now Lamar Odom is back in the media. Odom, as you know, was at a brothel in Nevada when he was taken to hospital unconscious, apparently from an overdose of natural Viagra, cocaine in his system, and Lord knows what else. It depends what site you look at. The chances of survival for Mr. Odom are 50-50, and even if he does survive, he won't have a normal life. If you go back and think about the Bobby Christinas and the others, Anna Nicole Smiths, and, well, I could go on, it again makes us look at celebrity. It makes us look at Hollywood. I always thought Odom was somewhat normal. When you watch the show, and yes, I'm ashamed to say that I did and do, that he was a guy that was caught up in the fame of people who are famous for being famous. After that, his split up and obvious problems with substance abuse made him spiral even further down. Sad to see what's happened to Lamar Odom, and I hope that he does get better, but it doesn't look like he will. But what's there still for sure is the myth of the Kardashians. They're showing lots of concern now. I'm not sure where that concern was before. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.